This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Robert Nieman, N-I-E-M-A-N, Sr., date of birth 12/30/1952. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Nieman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, metabolic acidosis, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was November 19th, 2024. He's been unable to afford the sodium bicarbonate tablets, and he was doing well up until the last 2 months when the carbon dioxide levels have ranged between 17 and 18. So they're not staying higher than 20. There is a substitution of using a half teaspoon of baking soda in 3 or 4 ounces of water, and that is equivalent to 650 milligram of sodium bicarbonate. So the patient will start that once daily to replace the sodium bicarbonate tablets that he can't afford to pay for since they're not covered on his insurance plan. He's doing well. He has still had severe dyspnea on exertion. He gets chest pain and tightness after he starts exertion. And after he's able to stop and rest for up to 2 minutes, he can go on with the activity and not have the symptoms return. So he has been having workup for his cardiovascular system and his vascular system. And he may have some carotid narrowing, especially the right carotid artery. And he's had a recent MRI of the carotid vessels as well as his brain, and he's waiting to hear the results of those. He may need a carotid endarterectomy and surgical clearance if those are deemed appropriate or necessary for carotid surgery. No current chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight losartan, 50 milligram, 50 milligram daily. Isosorbide, 60 milligram daily. Low-dose gabapentin is 100 milligram. He takes 2 at bedtime. And he's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Other medications are unchanged. Also, low-dose aspirin is 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 203 pounds, and that's stable. Pulse is 55, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 62. His neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, and no edema. And labs? Most recent lab studies were done March 5th, 2025. Creatinine 2.67, that's stable, with estimated GFR of 25. Albumin 4.4, calcium 9.5, sodium 139, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 17, phosphorus 3.8. Intact parathyroid hormone is 112.8. Hemoglobin 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We would like him to continue getting labs every month. 2, hypertension, currently at near to goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. 4, metabolic acidosis, and he's going to start the half teaspoon of baking soda in 3 to 4 ounces of water just once a day to raise the CO2 level. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. And if he requires surgery, anesthesia would have to be adjusted for his creatinine clearance appropriately. Demerol should be avoided as it causes toxic effects with low GFRs. And, of course, IV non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs should also be avoided for this patient, or oral drugs also, for that matter. And otherwise, he would have surgical clearance from a nephrology standpoint. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.